Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on the recent avalanche of sexual assault revelations concerning public figures. And it's about time. Men behaving badly is as old a story as dogs chasing cats, a phrase even more apropos when you consider that most men are horn dogs to begin with. Every single woman you've ever met, including your sister, mother, and grandmother, has been the unhappy recipient of inappropriate touching and crude groping and hugs that go on much too long, and clumsy pawing and cheek kisses that inexplicably involve wetness, and all sorts of leers and ogles and catcalls, and having to constantly worry that the provocative or unprovocative clothing they are wearing might provoke the unwarranted attention of some deranged carbon unit with a Y chromosome poisoning, convinced that they are God's gift to women. Which, to be honest, is many of us. Okay, all. And that categorically includes not grabbing them by the private parts. And the fact that we have a president who bragged about that activity is as helpful as wiring a park bench to a chandelier. That's not locker room banter. That's an oafish toad gloating about his clueless entitlement and disregard for decency. It is way, way past the point that we men get hip real fast to the simple fact that no means no. It does not mean yes, please. It does not mean maybe. It does not mean it's getting hot in here, so take off all my clothes. And it certainly does not mean, you big lug, you're so cute when you're angry, and thank God you know what I want more than I do, and I love it when your face turns that blotchy tomato color. Because trust me, nobody likes that blotchy tomato color. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.